Have you ever watched any good movies lately? And have you, you've seen ones that make you think and act completely, that completely change the way you look at life? Well, that's happened to me several times. And it's a reason why people don't invite me for dinner parties anymore.
Okay.
Now, with me now is Greg McFarlane from Vegan Australia to tell us more about veganism and what because November is International Vegan Month. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Eleanor. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Now, Greg, I'm presuming that you are a vegan. So why and how long have you been a vegan?
Right. Well, yes, welcome to World Vegan Month. It's a big month for vegans. We have lots of festivals and events going on. Yes, I became vegan quite a few years ago. It was sort of began in my 20s when I realized that I wasn't happy with the way that animals were suffering in the meat industry. But as most Australians thought, I needed meat to survive. And then I discovered, after a little bit of research back then, that I didn't need meat. And in fact, there are a lot of health advantages of eating lots of plants, lots of fiber and phytonutrients and things like that. So I gave up meat. And then some years later, I realized that the suffering of dairy animals was probably worse than those in the meat industry, dairy and the egg industry, particularly horrendous. So, and I learned that again, that we don't need those animal products as well. So I became vegan. And
it's all a propaganda machine, isn't it?
Well, the meat industry is very powerful. They have lots of money to advertise, and they pretty much have a lot of sway over the government as well. The agriculture industry or the agriculture department is sort of run by the meat and dairy industry. So they set lots of so-called standards about the treatment of animals that is really just what the meat industry wants to do.
Yeah, and they also, I remember at school, the food triangle. I mean, there's nothing about the cruelty of animals, but the meat was one of the, that was the biggest. You eat mostly meat, I remember. Well, I think I remember, but it's completely changed now.
That's right. Yeah, well, in the Australian Dietary Guidelines, they were reviewed about 10 years ago, and Vegan Australia was involved in submitting our recommendations to that. And so each food group, I think there are five food groups, each one of them, if there was an animal food group, it was good to see that the Australian Dietary Guidelines had vegan alternatives or plant-based alternatives for all of those. And it's widely known that I think it's about 95% of Australians don't eat enough or the recommended amounts of fruits and vegetables. So it's as if they're eating too much meat and dairy products and not enough vegetables.
Yeah, exactly. they believe a pizza with tomato base is a vegetable.
yeah. So another thing is that the dairy products are one of those food groups in Australia and many countries. Whereas there's a movement now, and Canada recently changed their dietary guidelines and removed dairy as a separate food group. And that's what we're aiming for the current round of the review of the dietary guidelines that's going on at the moment.
So that will be wrapped up in meat, will it? The dairy?
Well, I'm not sure how they did that, whether it was put into the protein category. But again, that's pretty much industry influence, saying, well, the dairy industry had a lot of sway over the whole process, and they got their own food group with the recommendation that we have two or three glasses of milk every day. And that was purely through, not through any dietary science, but through economic influence.
Yeah, and then when everybody's starting to get sick on because they're allergic to milk or lactose, and then everybody starts thinking about, oh, well, actually, you know, perhaps I shouldn't be drinking this. And all the alternatives are can be so much so much better, in my opinion.
And it's almost a racial discrimination, because a lot of groups, particularly African, you know, like a lot of this research is done in the US, but African Americans are much more likely to be not have the genetic mutation that allows milk to be digested after you've been weaned. And I think Australian Aborigines often have that same situation. So by forcing people, well, in the olden days, people were forced to drink milk at school. That's quite discriminatory without supplying an alternative.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Yeah. Now, what does Vegan Australia do, and how do you get funded?
Right. Well, we're an animal rights organisation, essentially trying to protect the rights of animals, farmed animals, especially farmed animals, the rights for animals to have their own life, to not be harmed, and to not be kept as property. And so we do that by doing a lot of submissions to government inquiries. Like, we try and influence, make systemic change so that the barriers to veganism and the propping up of the meat and dairy industries is reduced. We also talk to the public through campaigns, letting them know about the healthfulness of a vegan diet and the issues of the animal agriculture industry, particularly the suffering of animals, but also the environmental impact of the animal agriculture, and that's particularly on climate change.
Uh-huh.
So our funding, we get some donations. We also run a vegan certification scheme, Vegan Australia Certified, which you'll see on products in the supermarket, and we get some funding through that as well.
Okay. So, look, I know maintaining a vegan lifestyle is easier now than it was a few decades ago, but it's still challenging for most of us wanting to make a change. What advice would you give if people wanted to live a vegan lifestyle?
Well, I think number one is knowing why you're becoming vegan. And if you look at films like Dominion and a lot of the research that, or exposés, if you like, that come out of organisations like Farm Animal Transparency and Animals Australia, you'll see that there's so much suffering in all of the industries, animal industries, that it just makes logical sense. So if your body or mind is somehow saying, oh, I want to eat this steak or whatever it is, your logical brain can then say, well, wait on that. That's directly contributing to suffering of the animals, and I shouldn't do it. And I think the second thing is to understand that it's reasonably easy to live healthily on a plant-based diet. It's probably just as easy as eating healthily on a diet that includes meat. It doesn't take much extra effort, and then sort of maybe do a 30-day challenge. We support the Vegan Easy 30-day challenge, which you can sign up for. It's free, and it gives you information about how to eat healthily. And all sorts of other information about veganism.
Fantastic.
And then get support from other vegans. There's lots of vegan groups in Australia. There's events that you can go to, which we can talk about later if you like, the ones around Sydney.
Sure. And look, we're probably running out of time now, but how can people find out more if they want to change their ways?
Well, I would say the Sydney Vegan Market is on this Sunday at the... Olympic Park. That's on all day from 9 till 4, and There's information stalls there. There's probably about 70 food stalls and vegan product stalls, so you can eat yourself sick and find out more about it there. And then next Tuesday at in Sydney Centre, there's a free screening of the film Dominion, which exposes a lot of the what they call standard practices in animal agriculture in Australia. It's fairly recent footage, and people to talk to there about finding out more about going vegan.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That was Greg McFarlane from Vegan Australia talking to us all today about being a vegan. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.